Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, the 3 months is a classic period, and in fact, it's totally compatible with the time systems that operate actually in the Luxembourg Rail Protocol itself, where an instrument of ratification is lodged with the depository and it comes into force 3 months after being lodged. And similarly, if there are any adjustments to a ratification, there's also that 3 month period for the adjustment to be noticed and understood. So in many treaties, the 3 month period is used as the classic period. Obviously, the world works maybe quite fast, particularly in our area. So if people felt passionately, it should be 2 months. I think we would live with that. But 3 months is the normal period of time. As to the time periods that the registrar takes under the regulations, I have to confess, I can't give you an instant response on that. But normally, there is a reasonable period of time for implementing any changes. As I say, the international norm on international instruments is 3 months. So that's why we put it in there.